welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome. It's a thrill to be with you once again, and here we are approaching a fabulously exciting weekend coming in, and I'm just so excited. There's just so much excitement in the air, and things are happening, and events are going on, and oh, just friends are being so blessed, and messages are coming in so strong and so clear right now for folks and helping making some connection. But I wanted to say thank you for the privilege of coming and sharing with you once again today and allowing the ones that want to speak to and through to you and hearing the messages. And I want to thank the folks who send me emails. I am totally thrilled to be able to communicate with you that way, and also on our crosstheveil.ning.com website as well. It's just been amazing to be able to make these connections and to share and to give the guidance and the wisdom and the answers that have been coming through to help change lives and to help bring healing and help bring balance into our everyday situations when we're able to maybe begin to heal from some grief and heal from some situations that may have happened in our lives. And it's just so rewarding to be able to see that happen. And also working with people and bringing in healing and bringing in balance within their own lives through the energetic, the structural, the cellular level of our bodies and doing work like that. That's another thing that I do here through the office, and I do when I travel and I go to different locations. We do what's called White Wolf Energy Emerging Healing Modality, and that is just I'm so thrilled because of the way that gift had come in and how this modality created itself and showed itself. But enough about all that. I wanted to share with you that we're on the radio with BBS Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday. Check the listing for the time in your area. And if you have any questions, give us a call during the program or send me an email or connect with that across the veil.ning website and send information in there, or maybe share some messages that just are coming in and you may find a message that's in there and listed just for you. We never know quite how they're going to come in or how we're going to find them, but if you're seeking for the answers, you're going to find them. One of the things that I did want to point out is that sometimes the messages might come through and you might feel like, I know that's for me, but it doesn't quite fit right. I don't quite recognize that name, or I don't quite recognize that situation, that type of thing. And if that's happening, you want to keep track of that in the back of your mind, because it will reveal itself and it will show itself down the road to you so that you can understand it a little bit better and you can make a little bit better connection with it. It may be that you need to talk to somebody who's going to give you a little bit more insight into that. For example, I had one woman that a whole bunch of information came in, and she was like, none of that sounds like it belongs to me, and none of it sounds like it fits. But they kept telling me, tell her to put this in her memory bank. Tell her to hold on to this because it is going to show itself. And then about a month later, she had been visiting her family, and as she was visiting her family, she started talking to the neighbor. And the neighbor began sharing information and insight into old family history that she knew of things that were going on, and it was perfectly and totally in alignment with what the masters had been sharing with her and the information that had come in from family members and loved ones who were communicating with her as well. So it was really exciting that she could validate that, because she held on to the memory of it and she held on to the situation as a recall. And that's one of the things that will commonly happen on these type of messages and on these type of programs, is something is going to come through and there's going to be bits and pieces of it that you might not be able to connect with, but you hold on to it and you're going to find out a little bit more about what that actually had to say to them and had to mean to you, that type of thing. The program, a lot of times we talk about different things and different events and different experiences that are happening. And when we allow that to flow and we allow to accept it, that's when we can grow and move forward. I see I have a caller. Dawn, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you?
Hi. I am spectacular. How about you?
I'm good, thanks. I have a question. I have a brother that recently passed away, and I apologize for the background noise. I'm at the mall. I've been trying to catch you online or on the radio, so... but my question is, I've pretty much been taking care of things, and I want to make sure that he's okay, and that, you know, do you have any feelings on him?
I need to make sure that I'm connecting with the right gentleman, and so I'm going to ask you a few questions just simply to make sure that I have the right connection for you. Did he pass because of health concerns? I have two of them that have approached me. I have one that's approached me that's passed through an accident, and I have one that's passed through health concerns. So I'm just trying to figure out, fine-tune which one is coming through for you.
My brother was in an accident.
Okay, so the accident, okay. So I'm going to make a note of the health concern one, because I think this gentleman wants to come through. Maybe not for you. Okay.
He could also be for me, though.
Okay. You just never know. The one with health concern is really standing forward. That's the one who's really come forward into my space. I'm not positive that this is actually a brother. It is a male that has passed from in around the space that I'm almost 100% positive this one is for you, because they keep pushing in front of the other one. Your brother who passed in the accident, did he tend to be a little bit quieter?
Yes.
Okay, so that would make sense as to why he has stepped back and allowed this other to come forward. I'm going to ask him to shift, because I want to talk to your brother. I want your brother to come forward. He has also, he wants me to point out, you had a viewing?
Yes, we did.
And he's talking about an arrangement that was placed above his head. Was there a special arrangement placed above his head? I'm seeing a flower arrangement that he's showing me that was placed above his head outside. You know what I'm trying to say?
There was an arrangement, and I think I know which one I think I know which one you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The reason he's showing me this is he wants to validate to you that he was there, that he was very present there, that he was very, that even though his physical body was no longer home, he was still there in spirit. He said that apparently somebody took some pictures. He said if you look at some of the pictures, you're going to see some of the little energy. It almost is going to look like a wave pattern within some of the pictures, and that's where he was trying to get into the pictures. So if somebody took some pictures, you're going to want to look in there, not necessarily the little orbs, although he said there are orbs there, because there were others that came with him that were the little energy orbs that you can see in some of the pictures. But his signature, he says, came in kind of like seeing almost like a blur. Like if you look at a picture and the picture's really crisp and clear, what I'm seeing is like a picture, and in the center of it, everything looks really pure and really crisp and really clear. And if you look off to the side just a little bit, the item that's there is a little bit blurred.
Okay.
And that's what he's saying is his signature pattern that you're going to be able to see. He's going to also show himself more often in photography because he's figured out how to be able to vibrate so that it's picked up and it's recorded. He's adjusted to that vibration. How long has your brother been gone that he's adjusted? It feels very quick.
He's been gone about 5 months.
That is fast. That's really interesting that he's already, and he had figured out how to do it by the time of his passing. Did he work much with spiritual stuff? Because that's really an amazing thing. A lot of times when we pass, we have to be able to learn how to fine tune that, learn how to adjust so that we can make those connections and we can make those communications. And for him to come through as quickly today even, it's really great. But then again, the veil is getting so thin and they're easier for them to communicate, to us and for, you know, bringing the messages through. He's also saying something about a gray cat, I'm thinking he's talking an animal. There's something gray and it has like cat or cat, kind of like cat. I know I'm not getting what he's trying to say. Are you connecting with that?
No, not at all.
Okay. Make a note of that. Put it in the back of your mind. There's something gray, and it has a sound of like cat or Cadillac or cat. It has that cat kind of sound to it, and there's something about gray. Go ahead and kind of put that in your reserves. He's also saying you're stressing and you're spending too much time in your head worrying about the small details.
Okay.
He's saying relax. He's saying relax, know that everything is okay. He's happy. He's already figuring out how to do things. He's figuring out how to move in and out and about and around. I don't know how old he was in physical form, but he's showing me himself at what appears to be about age 23 to age 25, and he's really liking that age when he comes in.
Okay.
He's, are you looking for something that he may have left?
I am, actually. I am, and I can't find it, and I know that he had it when he passed, and I'm afraid that somebody may have stolen it from him. Does he...
Actually, are you seeing it actually on his physical body?
No, I don't believe it was on him. It could have been. I don't know. He had a ring that was my dad's, and it's missing, and we haven't been able to find it.
Okay. Because he said that he did say to me, she's looking for something that has been lost. Okay, with him saying that has been lost, that tells me it has not been stolen.
Okay.
He had an apartment. Of his own, a house. It was not a house. It looks like apartment that he's showing me.
It was a trailer. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it looks like a little apartment to me, kind of situation. You're going to find it in there. It's tucked down. It's like it kind of got tucked down under like cushions, under like some pillows. I'm feeling soft, like a mattress. It got pushed down.
Okay.
I'm hearing kind of fine tooth comb. You're going to have to really kind of search, but you're not going to go open up a door and find it laying right there on top. I'm going to ask him to move it. If he can vibrate and adjust to see it in a picture, I'm going to ask him to bring it forward so you guys can find it easier. That he can do that. I know he can. So I'm going to ask him to do that to bring it to a place forward where you're going to be able to find it a little bit easier.
Okay.
Do you have any specific questions for him? Because he's doing well. He's really quite liking where he's at and his adjustment to the other side, to being home he's very excited. He's very, he said everybody was really sad that I left, but I'm really doing quite well here.
I just miss him. Does he know I miss him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He said, you and a few others, and he understands that. He understands that. And that's a normal thing. He says, but I'm there quite a bit. He's showing me a table that's not round, but it's kind of, it looks round, but it's not round. It's not oval either. Do you have an oddly shaped table?
I have a rectangular shaped table.
Okay, he's showing me a table that is, it almost looks like a stop sign. There we go. But it's got more, like at the corners, it's got more of like, like it's three rather than the stop sign, just the flat. You know what I'm trying to say? It's kind of, there's something about a table that's shaped like that. Did you have one when you were children, or think about something about this table? There's a memory of this table that's really, he's coming forward with. So you may want to put that also back on the back burner of your checking into things as time goes on. There's something about, it's really unusually shaped. Looks like a stop sign, but where the two sides, the two corner pieces would be, there's actually one, two, three extra little to make the form of it, to make it look circular, but it's not really circular.
Okay.
I'm almost wondering if this wasn't handmade by somebody.
Okay.
So you're going to want to make an awareness of that and see it, you know, if you see it out and about, you're going to know it's something that he's significantly trying to show you or talk to you about as well.
Okay.
He's bringing up that cat thing again. He's saying the gray cat, and I'm not getting any more from him other than those two words. So you may want to kind of play with that.
Could he be trying to say Camaro?
There we go. That's very possible. Is it gray?
It was, yes. What is he saying about that?
Is that what he was in when he had the accident? Because I'm seeing a lot of flash. I'm seeing like, I don't want to say flashing lights, but I'm seeing flashing happening. Was he in the car at the time?
Not in that one, no.
Okay. He's showing me a lot of flashing. He's showing me a lot of flashing around this car.
Right.
I don't know if somebody has this car. And he's trying to give them a warning to be very careful, to be extra cautious.
Okay.
Or if this car was actually involved in the accident that he was in. I'm seeing the flashing. I'm seeing flashing around it. I don't want to say it's like a police officer, you know, flashing light, but it's like that kind of light when you're looking in your rearview mirror and you see that flashing, but it's like all around this car.
Okay.
I don't know who has it. I don't know where it's at. I'm just going to say he's giving a warning about it, to be extra careful when you're out and about in this vehicle.
Okay.
You also may want to, whoever has this vehicle, they may also want to make sure that they are locking it and making sure that it's not going to get stolen.
Okay. Okay. I understand that.
Okay. Thank you, because now he's letting me move away from that. he was being pretty. I'm not letting go of that. And I do sometimes have trouble with names and with words that they're bringing through, because they'll say them, and it's at a vibration that it's a little bit hard for me to catch names and stuff like that. Just every now and then it's like his. I can get bits and pieces of it. So go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I thought you were saying something. He's also wanting me to tell you that decisions that you have made have been, I'm hearing the word par excellent. In other words, you're handling everything amazingly well. He's very happy about that. He's very, I'm not sure I like the word that I'm hearing, but I'm going to use the word that I'm hearing. He's very proud of how you have handled everything. And it's not like a proud, I'm so proud of you. It's more of that from the heart proud. That's why I said I don't personally care for that way he's worded it, but it's the one that I can connect with. And I'm, like I said, I've asked him to bring that ring forward, but do look under things, in things, and it feels soft. Where it's at, it feels soft. Have you moved, or is his trailer set up in a location where it needs to be moved from?
Not that I know of, no. It was actually a friend owned it, and he was staying there. And we've moved some of his stuff out, but one of the things that comes to mind is his bed. We left the bed there. And that's the only thing soft that I can think of right now that where we could possibly look for it, other than, of course, under the carpets and stuff, you know.
Right, so. Right. There was something about movement with it, and I don't know if it's the movement from you taking the stuff out or actually moving, but there's some kind of movement associated with this.
Okay.
So maybe move stuff. Maybe you're going to need to move some things, or maybe go back through some things that you've already moved.
Okay.
Did you check in pockets?
I did not.
Because he's showing me pockets.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm seeing pockets. I think you're going to find some significant items in pockets.
Okay.
He's saying be at peace about it, though. It's okay. Be at peace about it. It's okay. It's going to come forward is what he's showing me. It's going to come forward. Be at peace about it. It's okay is what he keeps showing me that associated with this situation.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any other questions?
I do. I just wanted to ask also about the other gentleman that you were getting. Can you tell me
okay.
about that one?
Okay. Yeah, let's see if I can get him to come back forward now that we were kind of. Is this okay? This gentleman feels older.
Okay.
This gentleman, I want to put possibly, is your father on the other side or someone like an uncle from your father's side of the family?
My father is.
Okay, that's got to be dad then. Okay, that's why the recognition of allowing dad to come in first was so strong. They have been reunited. I think that's why they came together, and I think it may actually have been your father's energy that brought him forward, is how it feels to me, is how the connection feels. Your father's been gone a little bit longer, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And he went because of health concerns. There we go. Okay, now I'm getting him. I'm kind of getting them to separate a little bit because they have reunited. They have come together, and they are it's kind of almost like dad showing him the ropes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that father is what brought him over for this connection a little bit stronger. Your father, okay, there's the connection with the ring. Okay. Your father is also saying, don't be so stressed about finding it. You're going to find it when it's the right time to find it. You're going to find it when the situation arises at the perfect time.
Okay.
He's also saying something about, is his mother over there? Because I'm seeing he's connecting with his mother as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was your family into farming, into land? Because I'm also seeing something about farms. I'm seeing something about horses, cattle. A little bit of farming history there. If you don't recall that right off the top of your head, you may want to look into going back off of his side of the family and learning a little bit more about the heritage and association with farming.
We had a farm. My grandmother had a farm.
Okay. He's talking about the farm. He's connecting with that. And a lot of times they'll show stuff like that so you can validate that, yes, this is who this is, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very much at peace. He said that his transition home went very well, went very smooth, that apparently somebody was concerned about did he suffer, and he wants them to know that he did not.
Thank you.
that his passing was, he's saying in his, within his passing that even though it appeared the physical body was straining, his essence had already begun to transition home. So he was not experiencing any of what was a physical appearance. I don't know if you collect crystals, but he's showing me a crystal. And it looks like it's one of those ones that's got some other little facets with it. And he's showing me that on a windowsill.
Okay.
I don't know if you have it or if somebody else in the family or if a friend has it, but there's something about that as well that he's connecting with in this visit.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Keep it in your mind. Just kind of, be aware of it because you may be somewhere visiting somebody and all of a sudden see this little crystal and you're going to be, oh my gosh, this lets me know Dad's been here. That type of thing.
Okay.
Is there any other questions? Because they're both being very, very proper, very polite. They're not marching forward. They're being very proper, if you will. So if you have any other questions, feel free to ask.
I can't think of any off the top of my head. I thought maybe that was my dad, and I just wanted to make sure.
Yep. I'm glad you remembered that. I'm glad you thought to ask to bring him forward because he actually helped bring your brother in, which makes sense because that's awfully quick to be able to make those kind of adjustments. That quickly, but you know, with the way things are going now, I'm making connections with people really fast. So that's great. I'm really happy we were able to make that double connection for you.
Right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I'm glad you got to get through and get in contact with us.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
As we have the different messages and the different things come through, sometimes, like we were saying, there are those little bits and pieces that don't quite fit into the puzzle quite right. So keep that information, though, because I know down the road it's going to show itself, just as it's going to for our last caller. There's things that are going to come forward, and like she was able to help him bring in the information about the vehicle. So when you get those type of things, and if I say something and it sounds like it could be, that is one thing that I do have to really work with the person when we're working is finding that information and finding that information out. I also wanted to let the listeners know that I do one-on-one readings. If you have more that you want to find out, and if you want a little bit more details and that type of thing, I do readings over the internet, I do readings over the phone, and I do them here in location, and I often travel. I'm actually beginning to prepare to put together my winter itinerary where I'm actually going to be out and about in some different places doing some open forums and doing some one-on-one readings. So if you're interested in any of that, do email me and do contact me about that because that is something that we can maybe take a reading that was just getting you the surface information, and that's what the radio programs are about, is helping you make those connections and getting those surface bits of information so that you can know and we can make a connection and then possibly make an even stronger, more informed, more detailed connection through one-on-one readings. And I do that service, and you can find out about that on my website, whitewolfapril.com. You can check out there and find out some of the things that we offer and that I do through other means and methods other than just on the radio programs that we do. I have they're really insisting I talk to you about this. We are doing tomorrow evening, of course, being our wonderful Samhain celebration, and we're going to have dinner, and then at about 8:30 Alaska time, we're going to be doing a really fun get-together of allowing communications and allowing some different connections to be had and seeing if there's any guides or any that are going to want to speak and bring forward messages. Words of wisdom, guidance, love, light, healing. And we only work in the highest vibration. We never, never allow any of the lower vibration energies to come in, and when we do those type of things. And we are also going to open that up. And if you want to call in through a conference call to take part in this activity as well, you're more than welcome to do that. You'll just need to contact me by emailing me at april@whitewolfapril.com for the information. You'll be calling in on a conference call number, and we'll be open through the computer lines. And, you know, that way you can take part in something like that and be at a distance. And it's really going to be a fun activity. And they wanted me to share that with you, the listeners, that if you want to take part from your own home, like I said, it's going to be about 8:30 Alaska time. So you'll have to figure, you know, time zone wise when it would be ideal for you. But if you're interested in attending it through the conference call format, please email me, april@whitewolfapril.com. Okay, now maybe they'll let me move forward. They've just been like, tell them about the party, tell them about the get together. It's been really kind of funny how they've just been, this little guides I have sometimes, they just nag at me about some of the things I say. I get carried away and don't get to details. But I'm excited to be able to offer that, and we're going to have a really fun group that's going to be here having a blast as well. And we just want to be able to open that up for you to maybe come and join us and have fun too. They're sharing with me information about gifted children. We have many children who are able to connect and communicate and can see and can feel. And a lot of times they're in the schools and they're in situations where this is being kind of shifted away from them and trying to keep them from not experiencing the experiences that are happening. And they're telling me that we need to work more with our children. We need to encourage our children. We need to help our children develop their own gifts, their own special ability to connect, their own special way of being able to see, feel, and hear things. So if you have a child, and this is what the message is really coming across with, is there's people out there, you have children who have special gifts. You have children who have special abilities. And as your children are bringing this information forward, it's vital that you start training them, that you start teaching them on only allowing the higher vibrational energies to be around them, not allowing any of the low vibration entities to come in and bring them fear and to bring them nightmares or to bring them a fear of there's a monster in my closet, when in reality it could be a visitor of a loved one who's stopping in to say, hi, I love you, or just checking in. Or for example, my granddaughter, she often talks about how her grandfather will stop in and tuck her in and will sit with her until she falls asleep at night. Those are the things that they love to do. Those are the connections that they love to make with the grandchildren or with your children or with other children who are able to see, feel, and hear and experience and understand these things. As they get older, it begins to, because of programming that is taught to them and training that is taught to them, that that's not normal, that's not right, that's not good, that's this, that's that. It has a negative connotation, and they start pushing it away. And then when they get older in life, they wonder about it, and maybe sometimes they'll start coming forward and being able to communicate these things and experience these things a little bit more. I know in my upbringing, many things were going on in my own world and in my own life that my family couldn't help me with because they didn't understand. They could not connect with. For example, when I look at things and when I look at people, I don't have to focus to see the aura or the energy around them because that's what I see. I have to focus a little bit harder to see the physical person. So I kind of have to do the opposite effect. But as I was a child, my parents were taking me to the doctor constantly, to the eye doctor. What's wrong with their eyes? What's wrong with their eyes? What's wrong with their eyes? It's simply that my gifts were on the surface and they were open and I was able to see and I was able to experience that. They didn't know how to help me with that. They didn't know how to work with that. And then I've also had a few clients who've come in who've said, for years I've gone to the eye doctor because I have these things that come in my eyes and I don't know what they are. And now from coming in and learning and experiencing, she understands that those are, she's actually seeing movement between the two realms. She's able to perceive things and pick things up. And those are the things we want to encourage our children. We want to encourage the young people to be able to bring that information forward. And if they're experiencing something that could be what they would think is a fear, what you want to do is you want to train those children in a way of saying to them, well, let's find out what they want. Why are they here? Why are they showing themselves there? And allow them to not be fearful of it, but allow them to understand the reason of why that connection is coming in. Why are they communicating with them? Why are they seeing and experiencing and doing? I know my youngest granddaughter, there's so many times she'll be looking off into a corner laughing and giggling and pointing, and when I look and I connect in and see what she's looking at, I can understand why she's at where she's at. But for those who don't operate with the gifts in that manner, you need to encourage them when they're in that state to never let go of that. Never let go of that innocence of being able to see and understand and communicate with those loved ones and with their guides. There's people who come in every day, and I'm sure there's many who've listened to the program. You know, how do I find my spirit guide? How do I start hearing others when they want to share messages with me? And that type of thing. And you know it's because that all of that had been there at one point in time, and it's been so pushed back for whatever reasons. A lot of times it can be fear. A lot of times it can be programming that we've been taught by our parents and our parents' parents, and it's handed down generation to generation to generation of this is not normal, this is not something that you should be doing, when in reality it is reality. It's not something to be feared. It's not something that has a negative vibration to it. And if it's a low frequency vibration, you simply tell it, nope, you can't be around my child. They don't have to be fearful of it. They can bring in the message and bring in hope and guidance through that communication. So work with your children. Encourage your children. Listen to what the messages they want to share with you. Sometimes they'll get a little carried away and they'll start telling you some stories, and you'll learn how to decipher between the two, but it's the form of imagination that they have that you never want to squelch. You want to encourage that within them. You want to let them experience it, and then if they're telling a little bit of a tale and you know they are, you can gently say to them, is that really how it's happening? Is that really what you've been seeing? And they'll know, and you'll know. And it's just that training. It's that communication back and forth with them. The children have so much to share. They have so much information that they could help bring forward. The messages and the guidance can just be so strong, so powerful. I had a young woman who had come in for a session, and as she was here, her youngest one had come with her, and we were doing a healing session, and this young one stood up and stood by the side of the bed and began talking to her mom about some different things that were coming in, and I just allowed the child to talk because this was information that needed to be expressed through the child to the mother, and it ended up being something that had transpired at the time while this child was in the womb. And we were able to bring a healing and a balance and a bonding between the mother and this child that was phenomenal because this child was able to connect and communicate with some situations that had happened prior to their birth, happened in utero. So it's those type of things that we need to really allow and let our children. Let them be themselves. Let them have their gifts. Let them be who they want to be. And if they're not wanting them, and if they're kind of like pushing them away from them, find out why. Talk to them. Find out if something has scared them. If maybe a low frequency vibration has come in and has created a fear in them, or has begun manipulating or communicating through them, and then that's when you want to talk to them and show them the importance of bringing in the high frequency, the higher vibration, those type of things. And if you have a child who's gifted, and if you'd like to talk to us about it, I do have a class coming up this winter on working with our gifted children. But you can also send me an email or give us a call during the program or connect with that acrosstheveil.ning.com website, and we'll be happy to help you on knowing how to work with your children, how to help your children. I've got three or four mothers who have begun really, really working with these children and really encouraging their children and helping their children's friends. And I'm sure that we can help you make connections with others that can help you know how to work with your children as well. They're the future, is what I'm hearing. They're saying they're our future. They're the future generations. And we need to make sure that those future generations are able to come through stronger and more able to communicate, more able to connect. They've showed us and have spoken a number of times during the program about how the veil is getting thinner, how it's getting to the point where it's easier to communicate, it's easier to connect. And the more people that are open and receptive and able to bring in those messages, that's the future of being able to bring in answers, bring in guidance, wisdom, the ancient information, the details, the knowledge that is so important for us to be able to connect and communicate and to be able to bring in healing, balance, love, light, all of the things that we're here for, our life purposes, can be found through that type of communication. So you want to work with your children and you want to help them. And if you have some children or have a child that you feel like is really connecting or really associating well with that energy, the communications, encourage them. And don't ever have them turn off that imagination. Don't ever have them become fearful of it. Work with it, and if you have a situation happening, contact me. Let me know. We had a situation here. We do a lot of, my son and I actually will go out, and we do a lot of earth type of clearing. I call them energy burps that happen from the earth of old signature patterns of events that may have happened in the past. And here in particular, we have a lot of communities and a lot of the older villages where some of that energy will get caught and it'll get kind of stuck in the earth and it'll have a negative vibration and it'll have a negative pulse to it. And we had a young man that this mother had come and was visiting with, and he had been in as a client a couple of times for healing sessions, and he had attempted to commit suicide a couple of times, and through the grace of his guides and the masters working and that type of thing, each time the situations came up, he was out on this property, and the angels would always make sure that he was okay, that he did not pass prior to and through this type of situation. And as my son and I went and we did some land clearing and removing some of the old negative vibration and energies within that land and bringing in that land healing, it made it so that this young man could function and this young man could live in his home. And he's now been a couple good years out and back at his house and back on his property, and he's been fine. And there's been no more of those situations and those circumstances happening. And that's what we need to help our children be aware of, is not entertaining those negative and not allowing that low frequency energies to come in and start manipulating and messing with them. That's why it's so important to work with our kids, help our kids, help our younger generations as they're going through that. You know, what do we listen to? What don't we listen to? And as they've said other times on the program, anything that would say to cause harm to yourself or to another, that's a low-frequency energy. We do not want to entertain them. We do not want to allow them in our space. We want to treat those as if we were talking to a dog that's following us somewhere and we want it to go back home, and you turn around and you look at that dog and you say, get out of here, go home. That's the same thing you want to do with a low-frequency vibration, is you want to look at it and tell it, go away. You don't have any space or allowed anywhere near or around me. And that's what you want to teach these younger generations to do as well. And others, not just younger generations, but others who could be affected by it through walking through maybe one of these, like I said, I call them the earth burps, the earth energy burps that creates that negative vibration. How can they go through that? How can we walk through that and know that we're okay? And one of the things is drawing in personal protection, drawing in that energy bubble around yourselves. And if you want to learn more about doing one of those, just go on to acrosstheveil.ning.com, and there's a blog post on there that you're more than welcome to read and use for encouraging and protecting and working within your own life and working within keeping yourself protected and well and healthy. And those are the kind of things we want to work with when we're working with young folks. We want to help them and we want to encourage them. And if you have a little one who's having nightmares, you want to bring in some herbals and you want to bring in some essential oils that are going to help them find that balance. Maybe put it under their pillows. Maybe put a dream catcher above their bed so that you can help adjust that vibration, so that you can help adjust that frequency, so that as you're working with them and as you're helping them learn, that's what's really going to be powerful, and it's going to be really encouraging for them as we go through as we're going through all of the working with our kids. So those are the kind of things that you want to focus on. Those are the kind of things that you want to move forward with and you want to help them with. And if you have kids in that manner and you need help, like I said, there's myself and a number of other mothers that have gone through some training and have begun working with their own children. It's really important to do that. It's really important to help them and to help these children. I'm seeing they're switching it from that now because I said, okay, you've got the message across. Now we're going to go on with the next thing. And the next thing that they want me to share with you is I'm seeing somewhere that there is this absolutely amazingly well-groomed lawn. And you know exactly that this is your property because you look at this property and you prize this property and you take care of this property. It is something that has been handed down to you from generations. And handed down can also mean, like it came through on the last program when the gentleman had contacted me about the house that he had gotten, and they came in and his father said that it was something he had given him. Well, it was part of the money that he had gotten from his father's passing that helped purchase it. So think of it in that way. But this property, the person who's coming through who's connected with this is just thrilled, and it almost looks like the grass is so green and so beautiful it almost looks blue. And I'm seeing as you look out over it, the vegetation that you have put in or that is there that has been maintained and well-groomed and well-cared for. And this family member that's coming through is saying, I love to walk in the gardens. I love to spend time out in this lawn. I love to, and they're energetically, and there's a certain place that they seem to spend most of their time when they come in that. And they're saying, you are aware that we are there, you can feel us, and you know our warmth and our love. And that's part of the love that you're giving to this land, to this care of this land, to this lawn. They're coming through, and the message is just that caring love that you are expressing outward, they're also expressing back to you. They're also connecting that love back to you. You've wondered about their passing, that when they were here, they weren't really present a lot in your life, and you felt like you were kind of almost like an abandoned child. But this person was not very present was because of situations and work and things that were required of their everyday lives. And they're wanting me to say, but now I'm able to be with you because I'm able to be with you in a different manner, in a different way, and in a different means. They're saying, prepare for the seasons. There's something coming in that the weather patterns are going to be very different and very changed, and that we need to be prepared for the seasons. Be prepared for the weather pattern changes. Be prepared for what's coming in. Things are going to be different. If you're in an area where you're used to it being warm and never getting cold and never having that type of thing happen, prepare for some changes, they're saying. Prepare for weather pattern changes. And if you live in colder climates, prepare for the changes that are going to happen there. I know when I was on the glacier just recently, just up from the house, I was amazed at how much it has receded and how much it has melted and how much it has changed. just in a couple of years since I had been up there last. So these weather pattern changes are coming in. They're also saying become more aware of the energies that are happening within the earth, the earthquakes, the storms, the different patterns and how they're coming in a little bit differently. Begin to prepare for the seasons. Begin to prepare for things to be a little bit different. Not quite the same old, not quite the same normal situations, not quite the same normal stuff happening. And they're really saying be prepared for what's going on. Know that what's going on is of a higher frequency and it is something that is happening. Be prepared. That's why they're giving you the message. And if you're in an area where there's stuff happening and you need to move out, move out. Not necessarily move, I'm not saying pack your stuff and move out, but like if you know that there's the potential of a hurricane coming in off of a coastline, get off that coastline for a while you're allowing that weather pattern to happen. Use wisdom. They're saying use wisdom. Be prepared. Use wisdom. I'm also seeing, for example, putting in your vehicles some extra blankets, some extra necessities needed to help you in the event that you get caught in a weather situation. For example, I know that in Colorado with the storm that came in, needing to be prepared, needing to be having that extra few things with you, that type of thing, that they're saying be prepared because of the changes that are coming in. I do have another gentleman who's coming in who passed of health situations and health concerns as well as the one I had in earlier today. This one passed of cancer. This one, his passing was, as the other gentleman had shared, he did not experience the trauma. He passed without pain. He's saying, he goes, I stepped and I left before the pain was stepped in, before the pain became to the point of being intolerable. And that's been a concern for the family is, the statement has actually been made by the family members. How could God allow such a wonderful person to experience such pain? He's wanting you to know he didn't. He actually didn't. The physical body, may have gone through the moments of it and the expressions of it, but he himself, as he pulled away from and had begun his transition home, he was not experiencing the actual pain. He also is wanting to tell the family how much he appreciates what the family went through, the sacrifices that were made for him, the things that had been done to help accommodate and to take care of, and the extra efforts that were needed with the estate. He's saying, thank you. He's saying, I really appreciate everything that you did with that and everything that you've done with love, that it's all been done with love. I have another energy coming in. It's a gentleman who's coming in, and he's saying that he passed a little while ago, but that he's been pretty disappointed with the way everybody has acted about his belongings and his possessions, that even though there was a will, there was a fight, and he is saying, let it go. Please let this fight end. Please reunite with one another. Please reconnect with one another. Don't allow the bitterness and the sorrow in your heart to keep you from having a relationship with your siblings. Don't allow this bitterness that has come in with, I'm actually seeing what looks like a couple children and then family members, the person who passed, siblings coming in and saying, because I was so-and-so's brother, I'm entitled to this, this, and this. Or I was so-and-so's mother or father, and I was entitled to this, this, and this. And they're saying, let go of that. Don't hold on to the hurt that has caused and the pain that has come within the family because of this little bit of a rift and a fight over the personal belongings. He's saying, please move forward. Please have the relationship with one another and love one another and don't allow my things to get in the way. Things are nothing but things. They don't really have any value. He's saying they really don't have any value. He's saying realize the value that's within life and the connection of being alive and being alive together with one another. Allow yourselves to heal and make amends. There is not anything out, he's saying, there's not anything out there that is worth allowing to come between the love and the comfort and the compassion that should be held between a family member because of situations that are going on. Definitely, he's really wanting to see some healing come to the family. And he's almost showing me regret and sorrow that even though he had a will and everything was documented in it and the family challenged it and things were taken and fights were had and this and that and the other thing, he's almost showing me that he wishes he would have had nothing to have left behind because of how it sorrows his heart to know that things have come between people in the manner that they have. I'm going to allow one more communication to come in because I can see that we're getting close to the top of the hour. I do have this young child that has come in. This little person passed a couple days after their birth, they're telling me, and they're wanting me to convey the message to the mother and to the father that it was nothing that you had done that had caused her to pass and to leave shortly after her birth, that she had come in for just a moment. She said, I had just come for but just a moment. And there was some reason for her coming in. There was for some reason of connection that needed to be happened between this mother and father and this child. There's some type of healing that needed to be had through this connection of that relationship, and that healing was able to take place and transpire during the time that this child was developing and being within the womb. This child says, don't blame one another, don't blame diet, don't blame a doctor, don't blame yourself. Know that this was the life path that I had. Know that I came for the intention of what I did and how life transpired through that. The sorrow of losing a child can be very painful, but don't hold guilt within yourselves. Don't hold anger within yourselves towards one another or towards a doctor or towards someone else. Know that this was the path and the choice and the life purpose. It's so hard to have a little person pass right after birth like that. And there, this little child's coming in and is very strong. The energy is very strong and says, I may not be with you in physical form, but because of the bond that we created while I was within the womb, I am always with you. I am always ever present, and I am always there to be and to cherish and to be with. Just allow yourselves to begin the healing process. Allow yourself to go through the grieving process is what this child is showing me. Well, here we are already coming up to the top of the hour once again, and it has been fabulous to be with you. It's been fabulous to be making connections and sharing messages and guidance and hope and the encouragement. And like I said, if you're interested in connecting with us on 8:30 Alaska time tomorrow evening, we're going to be doing communications, opening messages, and you can call in and attend and be a part of it from your home through a conference call. And if you'd like to take part in that, just send me an email, april@whitewolfapril.com, and I will give you the conference number that you can call in on, and we'll have the lines open, and you can be taking part and experiencing it as well. And if you would like to connect with me and you didn't get in on the line, or you want to send me an email at aprilwhitewolfapril.com, or connect with us on acrosstheveil.ning.com as well. Until we're together again and until we're bringing in more messages and encouragement and guidance and hope and messages from those that have passed, or if you'd like to do a more in-depth one-on-one reading, give me a quick little email or connect with me in some manner, and we'll make that happen. We'll make that connection for you as best we can. And until then, I want to tell you to have a fabulous weekend. Enjoy this holiday season. Stay warm, stay safe, and may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.